Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk first about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality in a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy to be here today. It's a beautiful day here. The sun is shining and there's no wind. How do you like that?
That sounds good to me. It's beautiful up here, too, in upstate New York.
Good.
Yeah, we are having unseasonably warm summer-like weather here in early October, and so I'm enjoying it while it lasts because winters are rough up here.
I know they are. They're tough. I'm glad I'm not there.
Right. Well, at any rate, we all have to deal with wherever we're at. And again, as you and I would agree, we need to make joy no matter what the circumstances are.
Absolutely. No matter what happens, we have to see some good come out of it and make it joyful.
Well, as I mentioned to you, our first caller, Michelle, wanted to talk about prosperity, but before we do that, I think that it might be a good time to meditate, as you had suggested, on the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas and speak about what we can do to take care of ourselves and how we can offer blessings to the victims and other people that were affected by the tragedy.
And I think that's very necessary. I think every individual person can be helpful by sending divine pure love and light to the entire situation and to each individual that they, if they don't know the name of them, that's all right. But every individual that was involved in that unexpected event was affected. And therefore, if you send your energy and your love and your light to everyone that was involved in that terrible incident, you will be doing a great, great service far beyond anything you can ever imagine, because that's what we do when we hear of or if someone brings to my attention, I call all of my people I work with, and we all send divine pure love and light to everyone that's involved and everyone that has to be related to the people that are involved, because not only are the people that are involved in need of love and light and insight, so are the families that wait to find out what the damage really is. And it sometimes, it has now been terribly bad.
Right. So, well, I think the other thing that happens in a situation like this is that it produces anxiety and fear in us, because we live in a very uncertain world today, where there are tragedies that are occurring on probably a daily basis around the world. And so what can we do to deal with our own fears for our own safety?
Well, actually, the real safety is putting the white light of God around you. When you put that white light of God around you, you are enclosing yourself in the most powerful armor there is. There isn't any armor any stronger than the white light of God. And people should use it even when there isn't a tragedy, when they're driving their cars to town or when they're shopping. they should be using that white light. It's there for everybody to use. And this is a question I get. How do you do it? Well, it's really quite simple. How do you put on your shirt and pants? How do you put on a dress? That's how you put the white light around you, the same way. Just dress yourself in white light before you go out. And thank God for the ability and the knowledge to know how. And if you want to know how, I'll tell you. It's quite simple. If you have to have something to do, you can look in the mirror and you can see yourself surrounded in that pure white light, that pure divine love of white light. When you are surrounded in that light and you hold that light and you carry it with you wherever you go, you're going to be free of any kind of tragedy. A man and his wife who were in that particular incident the other day called me this morning and they said, thank God for you, because we heard the shells coming and we just wrapped ourselves in white light and laid down. We sat down and then we laid down. But we were totally free of any problem. Nothing came near us. Now, that is pure, unadulterated faith in God, to trust that white light to protect you in a situation like that. That situation was very grave. I mean, my goodness. So I want you to know that no matter who you are, no matter how big or how small or how wise or how foolish, if you wrap that white light around you, it's going to protect you, and it will.
Okay. I also know some other people pray to archangels for protection. What do you think about that?
I think that's fabulous, and I think everybody should.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should. They're there to help. The angels aren't there just to look pretty. They're there, and when there's something like that going on, many of them gather, hundreds of them gather, and they're there to be helped. And if you call on their help, you will get it.
Okay.
They'll come. They'll help.
I believe it. I call on them every day, and I've never had a problem that caused me any fear since I started that practice.
That's right. You just say, okay, I need help. Help. My guardian angel and all of her friends will surround me. And if I need help, I'm not afraid to say, I'm not ashamed to say, I need help, because I can't do this alone.
Well, none of us can.
No, we can't.
And, you know, I mean, they're not only angels, but we have each other, too, to turn to for help.
That's right.
It's a sign of humility and actually a sign of strength to ask for help. And
right.
It involves some discernment to determine who we go to for help, because there are some people that will see us as weak, and we don't need that.
No, but it is nice when some people are there to support you.
Right.
There were many calls yesterday and last night from people all over out there. Not knowing any of them, I said, you know, you are very, very fortunate, because you are a lucky person. You were in an incident where you saw many things happen, and you were not harmed. So that means that you are living a good life and being good as a person, and you want to help. And so, therefore, as long as you stay in the light of God, you're going to receive help and protection wherever you are. And that goes for every single person living. If they stay in the light of God, they will get that help. They will, you know, things will just disappear around them and they'll be okay. I just can't tell you how simple it is, and it's so simple that most people can't understand it. That's why they don't use it. They don't understand that it's there. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the ether. It'll come right to you.
Beautiful. Well, just to let the latest callers know, we are taking calls today. We talk about a topic up front, and we were just talking about the tragedy in Las Vegas. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about that, Ada Marie, before we move on to the topic of the day?
I would like to say that, you know, most of those people went there with a good heart to enjoy themselves.
Right.
To relieve stress.
Right.
And it's just absolutely not believable that somebody would create a horrible stress as they had done. And I tell you, I have sent mountains of energy to the people who were there, but also to the people who created the damage. What was the purpose? What was the purpose? What did they gain? They killed themselves, but what did they gain? Nothing. Nothing. But they're floating around up there, so they're just out on a limb.
Well, we need to pray for those people that
we do
killed and help them make the transition, because it's a real shock to the soul to suddenly be taken out like that.
It is. It is. And I've called on all of the archangels that I know to come and assist as much as they can, because I just, you know, even if there's 1,000 of us working, there's still thousands of people that are affected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a continuous thing. I did work most all day yesterday, and I was on the phones a lot. And this morning, the phones were quiet till about 6 o'clock. And this morning, they didn't start ringing till about 6. But that was okay. I had some rest, and I was ready to work again.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk briefly about the topic, since we've taken time to talk about this other important concern. And as I mentioned, our first caller of the day always gets to bring up the topic, and Michelle wanted to talk about prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you like about?
I will tell you about prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state of mind. If you see yourself healthy, you're going to be healthy. If you see yourself prosperous and good things coming your way, and give thanks for those good things as they come, as small as they might be, you give thanks. The more thanks you give, the more prosperity you'll receive. Because prosperity comes to those who are willing to share. And sharing prosperity means that you're not afraid to say, I'll try it because it works. It works for me. When I say that I'm going to do this and such, then I'll do it. And when I do it, I'll be well paid. Amen.
Right. Well, there's an abundance of prosperity, and it mm-hmm. actually is overflowing to us if we do those things that you mentioned.
Right.
I make it a practice each night of sitting down and thanking God for all the blessings that I can think of, large and small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tiniest one to the biggest one.
Yeah.
And I say, if I've forgotten something, remind me in the morning.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good. Well, it does attract more of the same, and
mm-hmm.
even better, doesn't it?
It does. It brings in more. First thing on the phone this morning was a young lady who said, I am so grateful I had faith in you because my mother is okay. And she called, and she's coming home today.
Oh, beautiful.
And that was that's all. One call like that just made my day.
Mm.
You know, but she had called me because I had done a reading for her a year or two ago. I forgot her name, but she didn't forget me. And she'd been doing all those things that I taught her. She was here for 3 days for a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And she did tell me, she said, I not only got a raise in the job, I got a position at the head of a division. So she said, I got to thank you for that, too.
Beautiful.
So
I think this is a good time for us to mention how people can get in touch with you, and also to mention that if you want a full reading from Ada Marie, she gives you the first 15 minutes for free. And today, of course, it's just going to be a brief, you know, one or two question format for you. But she goes deep with you, and she can also do mediumship. She does not do that on the radio show. That takes more time if you want to communicate with deceased loved ones. She does that too. She's a channeler. She's a seer. She's a healer. She's a very gifted individual. And the ways that you can contact her are through her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com. And in just a minute, I'm going to give you her phone number, so you get your pens handy for that. You can reach her between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. And the phone number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. Is there anything else you'd like to say about prosperity before we go to the callers?
No, but I want to tell you that a lady called this morning who had put her feet, her burning feet, in some tomato juice.
Oh.
Like I had mentioned on the show. She put her feet in some tomato juice and was sitting there. She said she didn't realize. In 5 minutes, she finally realized that her feet weren't hurting. They weren't burning anymore.
Oh.
So she was thrilled to death, and she wanted me to say on the show today that if anybody has feet problems, put them in tomato juice or tomatoes. She only had tomato juice, and that's what she used. But it stopped her burning feet, and then this morning she was ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Well, Ada Marie has learned from her grandmothers lots of remedies, homeopathic types of remedies that can help you with virtually any kind of physical condition that you have. And, of course, as far as emotional or spiritual conditions, she deals with those too. So with that said, shall we go to the calls?
Yes.
Okay, our first caller is Michelle, and our second caller is area code 610. I didn't get your name, but we'll come to you next. And then I have talked to two of the other callers, and then we have area code 954. So hang in there, folks. We'll get to all of you. Hi, Michelle. What's your question?
How are you?
Good.
My question is about prosperity, like you said, and I was just wondering if you see any finances or improving for me.
If you think prosperously, you will become prosperous, but you have to think it. You have to hold it in your heart. Know that you can do this. Set a goal. And when my kids were growing up, I taught them to set a goal in high school of how much money they were going to have to earn to be able to pay for the things they wanted in high school. And by setting that goal, of course, some of them were way up. But they did it, and now they're married, and now they have taught their kids how to set goals in grade school so that they can do all the little. There's so many things that kids can do in school today that just cost money, and the parents, it wear them out, you know, if they have to shell out all that money. So the little kids can learn how to work and do things. They can mow lawns, they can iron clothes, they can wash clothes. They can do a lot of things to earn money. And so they can run errands for people. They can sit with elderly people while someone goes to the market. There's just a ton of stuff that you can figure out to do to earn a little money if you're a young person. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a very good thing.
It is.
Yeah.
So, do you have any other advice for Michelle?
I think Michelle is doing well. I think she's got herself already moving forward, haven't you, young lady?
I'm trying, but I feel like I'm in a good position and things are coming, but it's not quite here yet.
No, you have to see them in the now. Don't see them coming. See them right here. They're here right now. Hold the knowing. It's called the knowing. Hold the knowing, and it'll pop in.
Do you get? Do you understand what she's saying, Michelle?
I'm familiar with it, but I feel like I just don't exactly know. Like, do you do it like just through affirmations, or more just like your words?
Just hold the knowing. Okay. If you want a thing, a job, at a certain place, write out what you want on paper, fold it up, stick it under your pillow, and then hold the knowing. Hold the fact that you know you have that job.
Okay.
That's what you
I'm
do.
I'm good at that.
Oh.
I'm good with jobs.
Pardon?
And getting things. And I'm good with that. I'm good with jobs and getting things and all kinds of things like that, but for some reason the money part of it I get it. And
you haven't added
like
the money to the writing. Add the money
okay.
to it.
Okay.
That's all you haven't done. You can't do it for nothing because you got to eat. So add the money to it.
Okay.
Yeah, she can specify what she wants, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you're willing to do for. If you're willing to work for $20 an hour, then say that. $10 an hour, say that. $50 an hour, say that. That's what you're worth. You're worth what you're willing to work for.
I just said that for
I worked for, I worked for $1 an hour when I was a young girl. And that was like 70 years ago, and that was good money. So, you see?
Yeah.
You have to add the money. It's part of what you're doing. You're not out there
okay.
for experience. You're out there to make a living.
Right?
Right. Okay, add the money to your list. And it'll come. You'll get it. Yeah, you will.
And let us know how you make out, Michelle. The show is on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and we always love to hear from people as to the results of their manifesting their desires.
Okay.
Be sure to call us. Okay, good.
Anything else, Michelle?
Do you see me doing well with my painting?
Yes. Well, that came fast. That's good. That really popped out of my mouth fast.
Yeah, it did.
That's good. That's a good sign.
You're an artist, then? Good.
Yes. Great. I'm really a nurse, but I do art on the side, so I do both.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you'll be known for your art someday.
You think so? That's good.
You'll be well known for your art.
Wow. Hopefully
it'll
it's
fill.
Not after, like most artists, right?
Right. But you'll do well with your art, so keep at it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Michelle. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.
All right. Our next caller is area code 610. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Ed Marie.
I'm good. And you're good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I had a question, but at first I just want to start out, you know, saying a prayer for the recent attack that happened, you know, in the shooting in Las Vegas. And, you know, my heart goes out to everyone, you know, the families who lost their loved ones. You know, it's a sad incident.
It is a sad
know.
Event, terribly sad.
Yeah, and it's like
and
a time
that's what
I've
been saying all morning.
Yeah, you know, I still can't believe it, and it's like, you know, it's just horrible. But all you can do is just send out the positive, you know, vibration, you know, the
right. Send out love and light, and keep sending it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I had a good question about concerning career. I am very happy because I received a very good job offer and something I've been waiting for quite some time. And it happened and it's all good. And I'm extremely happy, like I said. And I'm happy, I'm nervous at the same time, but I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as being integrated into the job and what you're picking up for the company and longevity and all that.
Well, the job you're applying for is a good job.
I already applied
love
for
it.
I got it. I got it, yeah.
Oh, you did get it. Well, you love
I did,
it.
Yeah.
You'll be there a long time. A long, long time.
Okay, and how do you see, like, the, you know, starting
out
in a job.
How do I see you what?
Like starting out in a job and getting acquainted, you know, learning the ropes and everything, you know, interacting
You'll
with
do
everyone.
Fine, honey.
Well,
you'll do fine because you're a nice person and you're not pushy.
Right. Right.
So you'll
no,
do fine.
Be...
You'll be there a long, long time.
Yeah, like how long, you see? Like many years?
25 years.
Oh, wow.
What, 25 years?
That's
a long time. The company.
Before then, so
the company's
I can retire.
Growing.
I can retire when I'm young, you know. So
yeah.
I can enjoy
well,
life and I want to be.
Yeah.
Huh?
The company is growing, so you'll be there a long time.
Right, right. No, I'm just want to make sure they work with me. You know, like I said, I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything, and. Some of the technical stuff that I need to learn, I've been trying to brush up on it and learning my own, although I'm not sure if there's systems yet and everything, where things are and what I got
Good.
The job description, but it is still, you know, so I still, they understand that, you know, I don't know everything and I'm willing to learn, you know, so.
That's what's important. But we're all willing to learn something new every day. The day shouldn't go wanting. It should. You learn. Everyone should learn something new every day.
Right, because I don't. You know,
yeah.
I want to do well. I want to make sure. Especially in the first few. I mean, there's a learning curve, and I'm sure the boss is going to be aware of that. Also, he has a very nice personality. He seems to be. He likes to joke a lot. That's what I got from him during the interview and. The recent communication we've been having and his emails and talking on the phone and stuff, he's always throwing, you know, jokes and saying fun things. So that tells me,
right.
You know, he's a jokester and he's a relaxed person to work with, you know. So,
right.
That's
so
quite refreshing.
That's a good
actually.
Thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing, you know, because there's nothing worse than having a stiff-up boss that you can't relate to, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but you saw like everything going well, the transition and
it's
and
going very well. You're very lucky.
Yeah. Okay.
Very lucky. I'm happy to be able to say that.
I'm happy too. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you have a great show. And it's nice
well,
talking
thank
to you.
I think. We do help a lot of people, and I get a lot of wonderful response, so that's a good thing.
Okay, no problem. Have a good evening, and thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Sonia. You take care.
All right, thanks, Abby.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is Tim, and Tim, you're live.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Marie, I was similar to the first caller. I'm trying to get a new job and trying to tap into this prosperity. I haven't really been applying for jobs because I'm not really sure where I'm going career-wise, but does the visualization, the writing things out of just the accolades of the job, like I want a job with free time, with a certain salary, you know, can that help try to draw new opportunities to me, even though I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that is?
Yeah. Have you written out what you want? What you require?
I have at certain times. Usually when the new moon comes, I'll do a little affirmations. But I think I'm going to, like you said, write it down, put it underneath my pillow, and just try to envision myself in these circumstances, nightly meditate.
Well, you know, the full moon is tomorrow.
Yes, I'm aware.
So if you've written everything down tonight, and you've repeated it three times and stuck it under your pillow, you can be sure you'll get results right away.
Okay, that's what I'm told, that it's a perfect time in the new moon to put new energy out there for things that you want to manifest.
This is a full moon we're talking about. So do it now,
gotcha.
And then you probably won't need to do it again, but if you do, you can do it on the new moon again.
Gotcha.
Usually
okay.
The full moon is like an explosion. It just comes, and we're coming to that time. So you should find the full moon is a really good time to put it out there and repeat it, like write it out, do it three times, put it in the ether, put it under your pillow, and bingo, you're off and running.
Sounds like a plan.
A lot of people,
okay,
yeah, a lot of people can do that, and they'll be really well rewarded for it. As long
okay,
as it's
does
sincere.
It also work as far as, it is sincere, does it also work as in love life, per se?
Yes.
We're just putting out new intentions? Okay, okay.
A new intention to meet the right person.
Gotcha.
That's compatible to you. Right. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's kind of fun to do, too. Okay?
Okay, okay. I'm trying to get into a playful mood with it. I've been trying to stay positive, not letting things weigh me down, and just know that better is coming, or trying to envision it now. Okay. Thanks for letting me read this, Mark. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. No, it's right here.
Gotcha.
Just know it's right in your hands, and it'll come faster.
You got it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your
time. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Good.
I'll report back. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
It does sound like you've got it, Tim. Take care.
What a nice young man.
Yes, very nice.
Very, very positive.
Yes. Yep. That's what it takes.
That is what it takes. That's all it takes is a good, positive attitude and the willing to work.
Right, right. Well, willingness is a key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Honesty, open-mindedness, acceptance, those are all key factors.
And they are key factors, and people laugh, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he who laughs, laughs last.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon is next.
Hello.
And hi, Sharon.
Hi, David. Hi, Ava. Ada, sorry.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, for a Wednesday.
Good, good. And what is your question today?
Another career question. I'm trying to change careers. Do you see me getting an offer soon?
And you're asking if a company is going to give you an offer.
Yeah,
because
I am interviewing it. Yeah.
Right. And the third interview will be very positive. So if you've done three, the third one's going to be the positive one.
The third, I've done one already.
And you'll like it, and it will fit your needs.
The third interview. Do you feel it's going to be coming up soon?
Yeah. Right.
By
anytime.
The holidays?
Before.
It's October, I know, by the...
Oh, it'll be... Yeah, but it'll
before
the
Thanksgiving. Gosh, Ada, I've been trying to do this for some time now. So you feel it's the third interview with the third company, either one. I know you're not God. You
right.
can't sit there and get that analytical.
Whichever it
I know,
is.
I know.
But you're
oh
not doing...
Gosh.
You've got to go in there knowing... Go there knowing that you've got it before you ever walk in.
Yeah, the one I went
Hold
to Monday,
the knowing.
The one I went into Monday, it doesn't feel right for me. The benefits aren't good. This one I want to stay at and stay for a long time. Does that make sense? It's got to be for me, too.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to take it. Yeah. So you feel
right.
the third company. When do you feel I'll hear from this company?
Well, you'll hear from them soon because they seem to be...
Okay.
Most of the companies you're talking to are looking for help for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
It might be because of all the changes that are going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But people are moving around a lot now.
I know. So you're saying it's going to be the third one and it's coming up soon. It'll be before the holidays.
I think, it'll be way before the holidays.
Okay, I know that's November. Well, it takes a couple the background check and everything. Anything else you can pick
right.
up?
Right. I'm picking up that you're easy to work with.
I am.
you're good at what you do, but you're easy to work with. Everything has
you're
to
right.
be right, but you're easy for the people under you to work with you. They like you.
Okay.
So that'll be good.
Perfect. All right, the third one. I believe.
I would say by the end of this, by the end of this month, you will probably have two options to choose from.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's only the beginning of the month. I know you're right. Mm. Oh, Ada, you made me feel so much better. I needed that today. I really did. I know. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. I'm happy to see that because that always makes me feel good.
Thank you, David.
I don't see that. I don't see it for everybody, you know.
I'm glad you're being honest.
You're welcome, Sharon.
Oh, thank you, Ada, for saying that. That makes me feel even better. I know.
Take good care, Sharon. God bless.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, moving on to area code 850. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, Al.
Just a quick question. I just got a question, like crazy question, but when is my luck going to change? I'm the kind of guy who goes fishing, and I'm the only guy in the boat who doesn't catch a fish, or I go to the cash register and it breaks, or I go to the store and they sold the last one right before I walk in. And those are the things that always happen to me, and I don't understand why.
You don't really pay any attention either. You just do things at random. You don't pay attention when the store closes. You don't pay attention that you have so many minutes to do this or that. You just kind of go. You're the one who's doing it. You're doing it to yourself. If you know you need to be someplace before 4 o'clock, then I would suggest that you look at the clock when it's 3 and see how much time it's going to take you to get there. Right?
Okay.
Because
that's what
I
my
think
wife
you're not
says
paying.
To me too.
Yeah, she's right. You don't give yourself time. And maybe because you don't like yourself enough. How well do you like yourself?
Wow.
Huh?
Not much.
Okay, that's where the whole problem is. Now, tonight I want you to look in the mirror, look into your eyes, and say, as you tap your temples with your fingers, I like me so you can. I like me so you can. I like me so you can. And do it 10 times tonight and 10 times in the morning and 10 times every day until you change this crazy attitude. And I've had a lot of people do that and their whole life changed. But you got to do it. I can't do it for you. You have to do it. I like me so you can, and tap your temples, looking at yourself in the mirror. Look in your eyes. Talk to that person in there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I'm being serious about this because I've worked with people for years, and there are people today that are heads of companies, and when they first came to me, they were miserable. They couldn't keep a job. They'd have 1 year, a guy had 25 jobs. Because he couldn't like himself. And if I can't like me, how can you like me? If you don't like you, how can anybody else? You're not going to let them.
I know. And it seems like I've been at war with myself for a long time.
Well, let's do this little exercise for a month and see what happens. After you've done this for a week, you'll see a change in everything around you.
Okay. I will do that. I will. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm serious because I know a man that's the head of a very big company in New York today, and he came to me about 5 years ago talking just like you're talking right now. And I told him to do that, and his wife said, he did it all right. He did it in the morning, and he did it every time he went to the bathroom. but he moved up in his company, and now he's got a great big job. And he tells all of his employees to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to feel sorry for you. Do your homework.
And let us know how it works out for you, Al. Like I mentioned, the show is on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern time. We'd love to hear the results.
I will. I will. Thank you very much for taking my call. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care, Al.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have one more caller so far. We may get more. Area code 201, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, I've been looking for work, and I'm wondering, what do you see if you see me finding a job soon? I had a phone interview today. I don't know if they're interested and if they'll be calling me in for an in-person interview. But I want to know what you see, Ada Marie.
Well, what I see is that you have a fear. You're fearful of getting a job. Is that true?
No, I have to get a job, no.
Okay, because having to do something and being able to do it means you have to feel it, that you got it. You got to feel like you got it.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been applying different jobs. I'm not afraid. I have to work.
Right. So why did you leave the last job?
Oh, because my contract ended. It had nothing to do with me.
I see. But let's see that when you find a job, write down the kind of job you want, and then write down how long you're going to keep at it. Write it all out complete with the amount of money you want to make and how far from work you want to live and everything. Do that exercise and rewrite it till it's just the way you want it. And then after you've done that, the job you'll find the job, and then you make friends and you'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that to lots of people on this show, and they've done that, and they're still staying at the job they got. So
mm-hmm.
It works.
Okay.
But you know what? You got to like yourself. You got to believe
I love
in
myself.
You.
I'm so confident. I'm overconfident. It's just I just started looking for work, and I'm hoping that I get calls back from one of these jobs that I applied for. But I had a phone interview today. Do you feel them calling me in?
They will call. There are three of them that will call you.
The one I spoke to today, because that's a huge Fortune 500 company, and I really want to get the interview.
You really can see yourself working there.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Then hold that knowing. Hold that knowing. Hold it. Hold
mm-hmm.
the knowing that you're working there with
mm-hmm.
nice, friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they'll be calling
you. Now you got to hold the knowing.
Yes.
Tap your temples when you look in the mirror and say, I work at such and such a place. I have a wonderful job and a wonderful income and wonderful people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It works, Rose.
It does
okay,
work.
David.
Oh,
I'm keeping
work.
My fingers crossed.
Oh, don't keep your fingers
really
crossed.
No. Here.
Just know that you have it.
All right.
Just know you're there.
No wishing or hoping. Just know.
Well, it's the knowing that counts.
Okay.
That's the only thing that works.
All right. I will do what you say. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Rose. Let us know. Okay, she's gone.
Yeah.
So Sharon's still on the line. Let's see if she has another question for you.
Okay.
Or if she has a topic. Sharon, we're looking for a topic that we can discuss to fill out the show. So think about it for a minute, and I'm going to come to you.
Hi.
Okay, Sharon. What do you have to say?
I do. Ada, I do have another question. I was thinking about this while you were doing your readings. I shouldn't really say that's such a mean word to say, but how about cattiness in the workplace? The job I'm at now, it's a temp job, and while I'm looking for a new career, is that going to settle down there's a couple of the women there that are really, really catty. Can you pick up on that?
Or what?
They're catty.
Really catty.
Oh yeah, that does not do well in a workplace.
But where I'm working out the temp job, I was just sitting there thinking about what happened today. There are some women there that are really, really catty. When I got the temp job, I don't know how they found out. I know a friend that works for a temp, you know, an agency, and she got me the job. And they think I get too much money. And believe me, it's not, sweetie. It's not. But is the cattiness going to subside a little bit until I get my new job?
Unless the people leave, it won't subside.
This I just wondered, I know.
This is their way of talking, and some people think it's all right. They're not offended by it, but the average individual is offended by it. And it's very hard to, you know, unless you turn around and look one of them in the eye and answer them straight out. Like, enough already.
I just wondered, it's so bad.
I mean,
bad.
They do
it's
that because it's fun for them, probably, but not for everybody around them.
It's not just me. They do it. It's a really big office. There's a lot of people in there. And I just wondered, it's not
yeah.
going to get any better. I already know that.
No,
I just go in there
not.
And mind my own business. I know.
Yeah. Just stay alone.
I know. That's a really good point. Okay. I just wondered about that.
But those people, they don't change. It's like a leopard doesn't change its spots.
I know. There's one particular one, her initials are A. A is an apple. Oh, my gosh. She just loves to stir the pot.
Yeah. Well, there's probably more than one that stirs a pot.
I know. That's a really, really good
but
point.
The only thing you can do is bless them and bless them and bless them and stay out of their way.
I do.
I worked in
a
company like that once.
Oh,
I was there for 5
just,
years, and oh, my goodness, girl.
You,
what a relief to get out of there.
I know. I get it. This next job that I get, Ada, am I going to be there a while? Do you feel I'll be able to stay there till retirement?
Yes, the next job. If you have one in lined up now, you should find a really good one coming because you've already done your time.
That's what you said, the third one. You said number 3.
Yeah.
So you feel
right.
this next job that I get an offer in, it'll be a keeper.
Keeper, yeah.
Okay,
where
I know
you're
because
at
you're
now,
right. I have
people
to...
come and go all the time.
You're right. You
yeah,
got
they
it.
Come
it,
and go.
Yep. I mean, like it's like a revolving door. I know.
Yeah.
I'm staying there because I'm getting good pay for temping. That's why I'm staying
right.
there.
And with your new job, you'll get good pay too.
And good benefits. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I'll be able to stay there because I'm 52. I'll be able to stay there till retirement.
Probably you will stay till retirement.
And my choice. I know. What'd
yeah,
you say?
It's your choice. It'll be your choice to stay.
Wonderful. Is my dad going to be okay with his health?
Pardon?
My father, my dad.
Yeah.
He's going to be around for a few more years. He's had health
He'll
problems.
He'll be there a few more years, honey, but he's not well.
I know. Thank
he's
you.
He's not well. So, you know, enjoy him while you can.
I know, but he will be around
He's
for a couple more
brave.
Years. You do feel
yeah.
it'll be a couple more years?
I think so, but he's very brave. He's not going to fuss. You know?
I know. I'm stubborn. I know. He doesn't fuss. But
right.
he does have health problems. You're right.
Right. So enjoy him while you can.
That's a good point. I know he's 75, 76.
Yeah, he's a youngster.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep.
Yeah,
but
she
has a really wonderful father. Absolutely.
I try to call him every day.
As long as
I know.
Yeah, and she can talk to him every day and give him her love every day. He'll live longer because love is easy to help you get better.
It's a good
just
point.
Keep seeing him perfect. That's the best present you can give him is to see him perfect.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Sharon. You've contributed a lot to the show today, and I like your attitude.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Yeah. You're welcome.
God, I need it.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and it's up to us, too.
Yeah. To be that way, that people will love to talk to us and see us and be with us.
Yeah, we need to put out that positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially
I try.
When there's so much stuff going on, you know. We have to be positive about, we're lucky. Everybody who is not in the middle of that terrible crisis is very lucky. And we are lucky. My goodness. So we can be happy that we're okay and you're okay and your friend is okay and everything's as good as it can be for us right now, today.
Well, we're going to need to move on. We've got one more caller and the show's coming towards a close. But so thank you again,
okay.
Sharon.
You're welcome.
All right. Let us know about that job now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. God bless. And Sharon, if you are working during this time, you can call my show Thursday or Friday night at 7:30 Eastern time and let me know then. And I'll let Ada Marie know, or you can call her up and let her know. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We've got two more callers now. Okay, we'll try to get to both of the callers. And Sharon, God bless.
God bless.
Okay, area code 707. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. Hi, Ada. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you, Ada?
What is your question, Valerie?
I've written down everything I want in a job, and I've gone over it twice, and I can see myself getting it.
Good.
But I was wondering, and I'm wondering what you're picking up around it also.
I'm picking up wonderful vibrations around it.
Okay.
So just keep going. You're doing well. Just keep going forward. You'll be in the right job.
Okay. Do you see that soon?
Pardon?
Is it coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, within a week.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You've done all your homework. Everything's in order, so good.
Oh, great. And can I ask one other question?
Sure.
I've also written out relationship, and I've checked that twice. And I was just wondering what you're seeing around that as well.
Your boss now?
No, honey, relationship. She's the same thing for relationships, too.
Oh, okay.
And she's wondering how soon you see that manifesting.
Oh, it'll be about three or four weeks from now.
Really?
Yeah, because what's happening is, she's so gregarious now and going into a new position that there's going to be several gentlemen who are interested in talking to her. She's going to have to pick and choose.
Oh, I like that. Great.
So that's
fantastic.
A good thing. Yeah?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yes. Because I'm looking for the long, I'm looking for the committed long term.
Well, be careful when you meet them. Become aware of how they treat their mother, so they know how you'll be treated.
Absolutely, I've always kept that in the back of my mind.
Yep, that's always a fact.
Yes.
So.
Oh,
that's
well,
a good
this
thing.
Is beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you
very
much.
You've got the right attitude and spirit, Valerie.
You do have.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you both so very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let us know, Valerie, how it works out.
I shall. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have just enough time for the last caller. And if anybody else calls, they'll have to call back next week.
Okay.
Area code 402, you're live. What is your name, please?
Yes, hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Another
hi.
Sharon.
Another one.
Sharon.
Yeah. Yes. I was calling to see, I've been having a lot of issues with my home, and I'm calling to see what you pick up around there.
Now, what is that question again?
I'm having a lot of issues with my home.
Yeah.
And wondering what you pick up around that.
Around your house or your husband or your family, just your whole family?
No, my home, where I live.
Uh-huh.
You mean the physical house, Sharon?
Yes, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what seems to be happening is there are things that need to be handled and answered, and they're not getting answered. They're not getting an answer for them, and I don't know why why these things are not that bad that they can't be answered.
What's going on, Sharon?
My house has been vandalized a lot by the association. They're trying to take my house, and now also
what?
A bank with a. It's a constant. They're just trying to destroy it and then take it.
Well, why are they doing that? Why would somebody try to destroy your house? A bank? Do they want the land?
I said the association, they want me out of it. They want, because they are supposed to fix a lot of things, the damage they caused, and they don't want to fix it. They don't want to fix it.
They got to fix it
for
whoever lives in it. I mean, nobody else can live there if you can't. Is there somebody in that association that doesn't want
it? They get it. I guess that's how they get it cheap, destroy the value.
But can't you fix it yourself?
No, I can't.
It sounds like it's a put-up job to get you out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But
yeah.
I am disabled. I have nowhere to go. So I just wondered if you're seeing anything.
You're going to have a job somewhere.
No, she's disabled, honey.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Sharon. We're running short on time. Are you okay there for the next week?
Okay.
You're okay for the next week?
I don't know.
Sharon, have
so.
You got a pencil? Sharon, do you have a pencil? Write my phone number down, 520.
Oh, hang on a minute. Tell us when you've got your pen ready, Sharon.
I do.
520-896.
Uh-huh.
9510.
Okay.
You can call me after the show, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ada.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we hit the hour mark, so that's it for today. Are you still there, Ada? Okay. Well, that's a wrap for today, and thank you for joining us. Join us again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.